Good evening, James McCanny here with my Science Hour, October 15th, 2020, on the home stretch. How many shopping days till Christmas? Wow, as we're heading down the home stretch of this election cycle, I'm sure that's probably primary on most people's mind. I'm not going to talk about that. There's everybody else on the planet is covering that, and from all different aspects, probably not a lot that I can add to it other than get out and vote, because the cheating is going on rampant. I had an interview yesterday. Typically, on the second Wednesday of the month, I'm a guest on the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, but yesterday Daniel was gone, so they asked me to co-host or substitute host, guest host. And so I did, and I had on Charles Ortel. Many of you know him. He's quite famous dealing with economy. He's deals with stock market issues. He's done a lot of investigation into the Clinton corruption. Has been in a couple movies that were made for internet dealing with that topic. But at any rate, we came to the point of cheating. And you all know that I've done a major cheating study based on the 2016 election. It's going on now at the precinct level. People are throwing away ballots. People are trying to stuff the ballot box. It's pretty crazy out there. So it's important to go out and vote. It's like I said, this is literally 4 years ago now. I said it's like, in a sense, a battlefield in which when the soldiers go out, they know that there's going to be some casualties. But and that's what it's like voting when you go out. I'm not talking about physical casualties. I'm talking about your vote casualty, because there's people cheating on the other side that will nullify your vote because they're cheating. People have been going to the ballot, the precincts to vote, and then they were told that they already voted, that they voted by mail. So this is what I said 4 years ago, that was the primary source of cheating, which surprised me. That was actually after the election in 2016. I did a revision of my voter cheating study or voter fraud study, as I called it, and realized that, yes, I listed 10 different types of cheating to throw the election, and then determined after the fact that there were 17 million illegal votes for Hillary Clinton. And you can see that study. It's posted in many locations. I'm going to make a note here so that I post that on my webpage. And by the way, anyway, just getting back to what I was saying about Charles Ortel, he was saying that he was hoping that there would not be significant amounts of cheating. I don't know if he's seen my cheating study and the mathematical analysis that I did showing 17 million votes in 2016 illegally gotten for Hillary Clinton. And that's not a minor amount of cheating. That's major league. That's enough to create an absolute massive landslide election trophy for the people that are cheating. And she lost. With that, I mean, that's why they were so shocked and amazed at the amount of, at the loss, because they were just stunned. They were supposed to win by a massive landslide. Okay, well, anyway, I said I wasn't going to talk about the election. But at any rate, get out and vote is my point. Get out and vote, and your vote, it does count. It does count. Just a quick announcement. If anybody has tried to order from my webpage and had difficulties, now, I've only gotten a few reports of this, but if that's been the case, then please go get the email address. It's on my webpage. You can see, you look at the top, there's contact information. I'll just say it here quickly. It's jmcc@jmcannyscience.com. And it's, if you go to my homepage, jmccsci.com, if you go there, at the very top, I've got a new format, and at the right in the very top list of things you can click on is contact, and you can find my contact email there. And if you've had trouble ordering, and I'll tell you what reports I've got back, One of it, or a couple of them, were for the grow towers. So they went to the page to order. They got to the selected everything they wanted. They got to the final page to pay, and it sat there and it was spinning, like the little top spinning and never terminated spinning. And so anyway, they were not able to order. So that was one report. And then I got a couple other ones, various things in the order process, you know. So anyway, if people are having problems and going away, I really want to know about this. And it might be just one of those aberrations, just one of those individual cases that's not indicative of everybody's experience. I also want to tell you that my orders over the last number of months, which one would expect due to the COVID thing and all of that, have been somewhat low. And, you know, I'm the only person really that has water filter elements. And because those are made in the United States, everybody else depends on China and India, except for me. So if you have a need for water filtration products, please go to the web page and check those out. Also, I want to make this is a major announcement, a new addition. Remember that myself, the JMCC water filters, and literally everybody else that sold for, I mean, literally decades since they really were popularized, the stainless steel containers for the gravity feed water filters, that's been kind of the standard. And all of a sudden, due to the COVID thing, we've not been able to get them. And nobody can get them. So anyway, I have a substitute product now on the line, and it's a terracotta, I think that's how you pronounce it, terracotta stoneware. It's the same size as the kitchen size stainless steel unit, and it's available on the web page. And they're a little more pricey because, well, it's a pretty substantial unit, let's put it that way. But it looks very nice in the kitchen, very elegant design. You would be proud to put this in any kitchen, modern or old or rustic. But anyway, those are available on my webpage. So we have kind of a backlog of pent-up demand for people that wanted water filters. I actually posted and still post on my webpage a way where you can make your containers out of food-grade plastic containers and then buy my water filters in a spigot and make your own. And actually, people have done that. And it's kind of a handy thing to do if you want to make a smaller one or a great big one, you know, get 5 gallon food-grade containers. Containers, plastic containers, and two of them with catheters, and you make your own water filter. I have pictures and instructions on how to do that on my webpage. Quite a few people have done that, and that was the only game in town. Now we got the terracotta. It's one size and it's one color, so it's not like a lot of variations. And then there's in the drop-down menu to order, you can also order with 4 or 10 extra filter elements. The unit itself comes with two standard filter elements, or you can get it with two imperial filter elements, depending on your preference. Anyway, all the information is on my webpage. By the way, my webpage has a new look. It's not done. This was just like a temporary thing to give my webpage a little bit more modern look. So you go there, and there's a beautiful picture that I took myself of Machu Picchu. This was in 2015. And remember that in 2015, I made the discovery that the Nazca lines were antennas, reception and transmission antennas. So, anyway, it was on that same trip that I took this picture of Machu Picchu. I also went to Lake Titicaca. Just an amazing trip. Spent a number of weeks in Peru driving around, which was an experience in itself. Let me tell you, if you want to drive around, Peru is a pretty big country. It's a pretty big country, and I drove around from Lima to the southern border, literally with Bolivia, and then came back by a different route, came up the coast. And let me tell you, I've been on Big Sur in California. This dwarfs Big Sur. And it was an amazing trip. Not much traffic. You don't see much traffic. Not a lot of automobile or truck traffic in Peru. And there's major big cities. And then the people that live out in the country live out in the country. When you come into a little town in Peru, there's no cars and motorcycles. Any other Latin American country, you come into a little town or something like that, there's motorcycles going bzz, 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 buzzing around like bees, and cars and old cars and carts, and you might find somebody in a wheelchair going down the freeway. You don't know what you're going to find. Not in Peru. Peru hardly has vehicles at all. People walk or they take public transportation. So anyway, the picture I took of Machu Picchu was a beautiful day, and the guide that was kind of directing traffic there, I didn't have a guide myself, but this guide said that he never remembered in his like 20 years of being a guide there, it being such a beautiful sunny day, like all day. Machu Picchu, it rains a lot. It's cloudy a lot. It's fogged in a lot. So to have a day when it was pristine blue sky the whole day, and that was the day I was there. And so anyway, Machu Picchu, definitely, if you have a chance to go there, it's a mystical place. But I have a picture that I took with a big llama sitting right in front, or alpaca. I don't know what the difference is. They're all the same to me. But sitting right in the front with Machu Picchu in the background, it's a gorgeous picture. So at any rate, that's my webpage. And then I have a bar across the top that's clickable, so you can go there and click on all the various things. I've divided the books into its own sales page. It used to be clumped in with the water filters. Not very good arrangement. And then the grow towers are there, and the wing generator. Everything has its own sub page now, so it's a much cleaner look. So anyway, go there and check that out. And remember that I don't have sponsors, I don't have advertisers, I don't have a lot of things. That will be changing in the future, but it won't be on my web page. I'm going to have podcasts. I'm going to be presenting my radio show. Always it'll be on WWCR as my premier flagship station for my radio show. It's been there for 20 years, same time slot. And but then the replay will go up on podcasts and things like that, and then there will be some sponsors there on those podcast platforms. And also my Patreon channel is there. That will have the weekly radio show with some extra bennies and things like that for people that support me on Patreon. So I'm kind of changing things around a little bit, but I have to do that because for better or for worse, my audience is not supporting me enough. And I'm not blaming anybody. It's just tough times out there, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of talk show hosts now. When I started this out, you had Alex Merklinger, you had Jeff Rantz, you had the Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell, and then later with George Norrie, and you had maybe 10 big radio shows. Now there's thousands of them. You can't even keep track of them all. So anyway, it just spread things a bit thinner. So I'm going to have to join the modern world, have my podcast put up there, and have some sponsors on the podcast page, not my page. My page is going to be the way it always has been. Okay, so anyway, I wanted to mention that about the terracotta containers for the water filters. Very big addition. Also, I've got some comments back from people that looked at my education package. And I've gotten this question a few times. Do I have it in paper form? So this is people that are with schools, K-12, university, and they're asking me, do I have it in paper format? And it's not clear, but most coursework has a fairly limited scope. You could not print. You have to understand, I have 100 and what is it, about on the basic education program, there's 108 full hour MP3s that are 20 megabytes each. To put this on CDs, we'd have like a huge volume of CDs, even in MP3 format. That's not WAV format, that's MP3 format, a lot more condensed. And then all of the books and everything else. I mean, this thing, instead of costing $200 for the basic package, $199.95 basically, for a single family license for the education package, I'd have to charge $5,000, you know, to print all these books and put all of them, the lectures and everything on CDs. It would cost a fortune. It would cost you a fortune. It would cost me a fortune. So all of this is downloadable. There's many DVDs, full-length DVDs. These things are, you know, we're talking the better part of 10 gigabytes each. And so, no, there's no way to manufacture all of this and send it out. So please understand, this is all downloadable electronically. And so, no, it's not, and it will never be in print form. It just can't. I'm sorry. But also, if you have multiple students, what are you going to have, like one book and one CD, you know, the dividing amongst a number of students, like for the family package? How are you going to possibly have this volume of material? The only way it can be presented is online, as downloadable package. So at any rate, okay, enough of that, but I just wanted to kind of air that out on the air, that the education package is a tremendous amount of material. And it's for adults too, so that the parents learn the material and then pass it off to the kids. And it's for all levels. I'll tell you something, you have to start with kids at a very young age to teach them their importance, their individuality. The first day that those kids walk into a classroom in kindergarten, somebody's going to stick up a picture of them. A picture of, like, the famous picture of the apes walking, and then there's, they go a little more upright, and then you got the baboons, and then you got the vertical, you know, the walking upright gorillas, and then man. And what does that tell people? Oh, I'm just a gorilla. I'm just a monkey. I'm just an advanced monkey. That's what it tells kids. Visually, kids learn visually, and my science program does away with all of that. Somebody asked me, is my coursework accredited? Absolutely not. It's the entire point that when you get all your accredited science with the NASA stamp of approval, with the Carl Sagan stamp of approval, what you're getting is atheist science, and it's also the issue is that there's a blend of communism mixed in there. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all of these details now, but my education package, the science supplement package, is extremely important. And it's, I packaged it and market it in a sense for students, for K-12 university. But make no mistake about it, this is for adults also. And this is not something that you're going to go through in like a couple evenings. This is going to take you years of going through this. This is not a small project. We in this country, in the United States, are falling desperately behind in science. And it's going to be a lot worse because what they're teaching people is just simply wrong. And I'm not talking about basic physics in college. If you're taking physics 101, I'm not telling you you're learning wrong information. What happens when you get up to geology, when you get to evolutionary biology or chemistry, a lot of the chemistry issues, I'm not talking about chemistry 101 or even college chemistry. I'm talking about the kind of chemistry where they're talking about the way DNA came about, how it evolved, or how cosmology tries to explain using the Big Bang as the source of everything. That's all garbage. It's garbage science, and you have to understand the difference. It's a fine line between college physics and mathematics and chemistry that is very tried and true, and the nebulous world of space science, space geology, space weather, all of these things that are just totally bonkers, off the wall, incorrect, and how it affects your life. And students, I mean, students are growing up really poorly educated. So that's what my science program is for. Okay, well, enough of that. But I just wanted to mention that, no, this cannot be put in print form. And believe me, you wouldn't know what to do with it. There's so much material here. Oh, and just one other note. The best advertising is word of mouth. And so, if you don't need a product, say a water filter product or, education program or, say, the wing generator or the, I just had a contact yesterday, in fact. I was talking to somebody and they said, and I just mentioned the shipping container buildings. And they said, I know a guy that's right now looking for that kind of thing. He wants to move out of the city, wants to move into the country. He wants to build a nice, moderate house in the country, but he also wants some very sturdy shelter. And he's trying to figure out how to build this like hurricane-rated shelter. And so anyway, I said, well, that's a shipping container. It's not going to get much stronger than that. It's not necessarily where you would live, but if worse came to worse and you needed a very secure place to be and a way to lock it, I mean, when those doors come down and lock, etc., that's made to go on the ocean. These are ocean-rated, brand new shipping containers. So anyway, the guy said, yeah, send me that information. I'll give it to my buddy. And so anyway, that's word of mouth. Word of mouth is the ticket. So if you're not able to purchase something, and believe me, I know what it's like out there. Everybody's pretty thin these days. So that's fine. That's fine. The people that can support me, I appreciate that. If you can't, tell other people, and you never know who's going to maybe turn around and make a purchase. So in that, I'll tell you, every month, like any operation like I have monthly bills that I pay, and sometimes I pay it out of my pocket, and sometimes there's enough money that comes in to cover things and a little bit more. So it's anyway, it just I feel like when I was a kid and I'd go to church and the preacher would get up there and he'd say, we're not getting enough donations, and everybody would go, ah, he's talking about money again. Well, I kind of feel that. I kind of feel guilty. Just telling people the way it is. If I were making, this is not a business where you make millions of dollars. And that's one of the things, too. If you see some people who they're flying around the world doing, presentations and having meetings and stuff like that, those are people that are getting money under the table. Those are not people that are selling a couple books on Amazon. You don't make much money on Amazon selling books, let me tell you. I don't sell books on Amazon. But the people that, this is not a big money-making deal. So would you see people having conferences, international conferences, flying people around and being hoity-toity and bigwig? They're getting money under the table to do that. And some of these people are people that are trying to walk away with my information, my good name, my research information, etc. And so you know that the CIA is in there funding these people under the table. Everybody likes money, but I'll tell you, over my lifetime, I've seen a lot of these people come and go, and but there's almost everybody will take a bribe or something like that, and that's why the CIA doesn't like me. That's why they do everything they can do. If you go out and search on my name, you're going to find a lot of bad press. If you look in Wikipedia or any of these other places, some kind of crazed mad scientist talks about Planet X. That's what you're going to get. They don't explain who I am, what my background is, or don't say anything real about me. You can see my bio, it's on my webpage. But you go out and try and search, that's all intentional because they don't want independent scientists. Scientists and engineers are supposed to be owned. They're supposed to be in a job. They got a paycheck wrapped around their ankle, like an albatross around the neck, and they're owned. They can't move sideways or up or down or anything else. They can't say, they don't have their own radio show. They don't have a free voice because they're owned. And I'll tell you, it was when I was at Cornell, I saw the independent scientists leaving the university systems because only those people that would get the government grants, that would kowtow to the government party line, the dirty snowball comet model, the whatever the baloney was, whoever whoever would follow that, like with a bull with a ring in their nose, they got the funding. So, you know, I've been an independent scientist all my life, and that's the way I'm going to stay. And they hate that. They hate that. They don't want to see. If you look on the internet, people criticize me for selling my books. Can you imagine that? He's just selling you a book. Well, you know, that's how I make my money. I'm not a government-owned, you know, Google-eyed glasses, skinny little Thai guy sitting in an office. It's owned. Sorry. You know, I stepped out of that a long time ago. So anyway, okay, kind of a rant there. But get back to, I was going to talk about, yesterday was an interesting experience. I, of course, am always guest with John Moore in the morning. And there were some interesting the topics that came up there. I'm not going to repeat them here. Just maybe a little sliver of it about the recent announcement by CIA operatives. These are double agents. I would call them CIA double agents. That, and by the way, I can verify this also, but I'll talk about that in a minute and recap what I was talking about on John Moore's show. But yesterday, as I said at the beginning, I was a substitute guest host for Daniel Brigman on the Power Hour, and I had Charles Ortel on as my guest. So I suggest that you go listen to that. Charles is a guy that talks. He's a couple levels above all of us when it comes to economics and understanding things like we got talking about General Electric and the corruption. I don't know if you call it corruption, just mismanagement, gross mismanagement in the company, a big company like General Electric. Then at the end, we started talking more about the election and the Clinton Foundation and corruption, which he's done a tremendous amount of study on. So anyway, I'm not going to repeat all of that. I just recommend that you go listen to that show. A very good show. We spent a bit of time structuring the show, and we got most of our topics in. The only thing we didn't get in at the end was he wanted to comment on Trump getting a Nobel Prize, or potentially getting a Nobel Prize. And I mentioned that Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize like weeks within being elected president, of him taking office as president. And there wasn't anybody that did more damage to the world in terms of warfare than Obama. He's the one that created ISIS, or that was under his watch, but it was Brennan and Clapper and those guys, Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, etc., as they were trying to take over the Mideast, and ISIS was one of their tools. And that was the whole issue of Benghazi, was they were funneling arms through the embassy at Benghazi. And when that whole thing came down, of course, there's a major cover-up, and that's being exposed right now. But anyway, as all I'm going to say is go back and listen to the interview yesterday, Power Hour, October 14th, and great interview. Now, on the John Moore show, we broke a story that, at least to our audiences, this had been released a day or two before, where an operative, and I will just say that an operative, working in the Mideast, discovered and over a long period of time researched the incident at Benghazi. And what we know for a fact is that Hillary Clinton lied, the State Department lied, Obama was in on this, and it all had to do, Benghazi was one issue where they were funneling arms, American-built arms, through the embassy at Benghazi, and they had to get rid of all those people, the embassy workers, the protection people that were there, the Secret Service that were there protecting the location, because they all knew what was going on, and they had to get rid of them. So the staging of this operation at Benghazi to get rid of these people, and that's why they didn't send any support. Those guys were on the phone screaming, send support, and they didn't. They hung those guys out to dry, And now what we're finding out is that the SEAL 6, the ones that went in to take out Obama, that was a fabricated story and they all knew it. Obama sat there, and I remember him and Hillary and everybody in the war room at the White House gloating over the, and then expounding on this on the news, that they had taken out Osama bin Laden, when in fact they did not. And this is what's coming out now. And the SEALs that went in to do the operation realized that they had been had, and they were set up to be killed so that when they came out, it would not be known that Osama bin Laden really was not killed. So anyway, there's a whole issue here with $152 billion bribe money being passed off to Iran, money coming back to the United States that filled pockets of senators who knew about this but were paid off with that hush money. So this is a huge story, and it's going to be coming out more in the next day. I saw now there's a woman, and I don't know what her name is, but she has a YouTube channel. It's called News with a View. And she came out and said there's some guy with a towel wrapped around his head. I don't know what she's talking about. But anyway, the lady doesn't know what she's talking about. She tried to minimize this story. And I thought, good grief, lady, whose side are you on? But I'm going to tell you something just from, when I tell you something, it's because I personally know it and I can verify for the story that's coming out, because it's like a puzzle. I might know, maybe a puzzle has 1,000 pieces in it, and I know 7 pieces of this puzzle, and they fit exactly in the right places in the 1,000 pieces. And my ability to verify this story is like that. I know enough of the pieces of this puzzle to know that the story that's coming out is absolutely fact. And so it's very clear that the issue at Benghazi is one thing, but then the combination of that with the alleged murder of or killing of Osama bin Laden and the fact that it really did not happen, all of this is coming out, and that they sacrificed those SEALs because they wanted to cover it up. And then you have like people like Susan Rice comes out on Sunday morning news lying to the American public, saying that it was all based on a video. Hillary Clinton repeats that. The level of corruption in the Obama White House was treasonous, and that's what's coming out. So anyway, I urge you to follow that story. And when, I mean, if say I didn't know my pieces of this puzzle the way I do, and being able to verify those pieces, I would question this story too. I personally would. I would say, could this be true? I would give it enough credence to say it's possibly true. And so you might be doing that too. And then you have like this this dumb chick, News with a View, comes out and blasts it without really knowing anything about it. Okay, so anyway, I will just tell you this, that as this story breaks over the next number of days, that I give it my full 100% support, because I personally know enough pieces of this very complicated puzzle to verify that it is true, so that you can take that back with you. And it's very important, because we're living in very delicate times. We're living in times where we're still paying the price for the damage done by the Clintons, the Bushes, when the Bushes were, Bush Sr. was vice president under Reagan. We're still paying the piper for all the damage that was done by these people and their effort to take over the Mideast. Anyway, I'm not going to go into a lot more detail because it's a political issue. Just as I said, I am verifying to my audience that the story that's coming out in these days, and probably will be all completely released up and by Friday, by the weekend, that this story is 100% legitimate and true, exactly the way it's being presented. Okay, so off to some science topics. And just one other little note on the grow towers. These have been successful. I was actually kind of surprised because I brought these in as a product line that I believed in myself as something that was very necessary for the public. And they, you know, it's a really excellent system. It has a very good track record and the ability to grow organic, non-GMO vegetables in your own house or in your basement or on your deck or out, you know, or to get a commercial system that is a very good money-making proposition. I never pick something up because it's something to sell and just because it's something to make money off of. All of my products on my webpage are well thought out. I'd probably be making more money if I sold, you know, flashlights, little things. But, I've had people go to my webpage and go, good grief, you have everything that I need. And so that's the point, that there are products that I put together for people that really want to get away, get off the grid, the farm and ranch wind generator, the shipping containers, the water filtration products from small house gravity feed systems, very simple, to very very powerful whole house water filters. You know, all of these products are very essential. The education package, the grow towers, and my books, everything, my historical record of science work, all of that very important for you, the public. Okay. Next topic, I'm going to talk about asteroids, and it's a story in the background that I've been following because I was asked to comment on this literally months ago. There were a number of announcements that prior to the election there would be a collision, and I'm just going to have to say this very carefully so that somebody doesn't try and pick my message out here and make claims that I'm saying something about asteroid collisions and Earth. I'll just say it this way. There are no asteroid collision events that are on record anywhere. And so the ones that would be sizable enough to have any effect on Earth, now we're dealing, and I'm just talking about this window, between now and the election. There was an announcement that came out that NASA was saying there would be one that potentially could hit Earth the day before the election. That was a story that got, I don't know how that got propagated, and it appeared to be an official NASA news release, but no, on November 2nd, in fact, literally every day there are asteroids flying by Earth that are within, say, lunar distances. They're measured in terms of lunar distances. On November 2nd, there's one that not really close. It's more distant than our moon, which is pretty far away. So there wouldn't be any equivocation that somehow this might be an Earth-directed asteroid. That could not possibly be mistaken for that. And there's one in December, which is after the election, and it's like a 0.1 lunar distance. And those type of things happen, but it's also extremely small. See, extremely small piece of rock. About the size of your living room. So it's something that probably would not survive entry into the Earth's atmosphere. And if it did hit the ground, it's even that distance, 0.1 lunar distance, is a safe enough distance that it could be said that it's not going to crash into Earth. So we don't have any Earth-crashing satellite or asteroids, I'm sorry. We do not have any Earth-crash satellites of record. And so any announcements that people may have made about this, having sources and contacts and things like that, and I asked specifically, I said, okay, since these are predictions coming from high-level people, clearly they would have to be coming from people with the best equipment in the world, astronomical equipment, computers, etc. And so putting this into astronomical format, standard, the way you would report something, anything in astronomical format is very standard, produce that. And I never heard anything back from anybody. It was just like, well, somebody knows somebody that knows somebody. And the same goes for people that were predicting a barrage of smaller items, you know, tens of thousands of small items coming into the atmosphere all of a sudden and at the time we are in right now. So once again, that's something that would be literally impossible for anybody to predict, that Earth would be blasted with this, because simply you wouldn't be able to see these teeny weeny rocks and also predict, locate them with enough detail, because you need a lot of data on these, each one of these little rocks. And there, literally, it was a fantastic tale with no ability, no credibility. So at any rate, the other thing I'll say is that asteroids can be simulated using satellite. They're called rods from God, and they are just a projectile, a kinetic energy projectile. And I can tell the difference between one of those and a real asteroid. And I'm not going to tell all the characteristics. I've talked about, for example, in my weather work, I talk about how to tell that some of the characteristics that would indicate that a hurricane is manipulated. And so I don't tell all of my information, but enough so that you could understand. But I'm not giving any information out on how you tell the difference between a rod from God and a physical, wild, so to speak, natural asteroidal type object or meteorite that comes into the atmosphere. How do you tell the difference? I can tell the difference by if I see a movie or a film of it, and the one coming in, for example, the one a number of years ago that there was a lot of films, dashboard films, things like that, of a asteroid coming in hitting Russia, that was not a real asteroid. Now you could tell when it came in, because, okay, so anyway, I'm not going to waste any more time on this, but there was also predictions that there would be a Planet X object at this time, and there's no corroboration regarding that either, because once again, this would have to be given from high-level sources that would easily be able to put this, in fact, the information would have had to have come in standard astronomical format. So, and none of this information has been presented. So the reason I'm mentioning this is because a lot of people out there were affected by this. A lot of people out there were caught up in this. And I'll tell you something. I produced in my paid cast my first two episodes. This goes all the way back to 2016. It talks about how you determine the validity of an astronomical claim. And it's two shows that cover this topic. And one of the shows also deals with how do you talk to people on both sides of the coin. People that are NASA, the people that say, oh, NASA is golden, they cannot do any wrong, you know, etc. And the other side of the coin that is making all kinds of like wild predictions that couldn't possibly be true. So how do you sort this all out? As you, as the public, being relatively unscientific, not trained in these type of things, how do you actually tell the difference? And my two very first two paid guests deal with that. Those are also included in the education course, and that's part of the education, is understanding misinformation. How do you recognize it? And I've had, I get this all the time. People send me something. Oh, can you look at this picture? Is this something? Is this, you know, and who knows what? I'm not going to repeat even some of this stuff. But, I have given lectures on exactly how to tell these type of things. So it's, that's enough about that. But as we head into these last couple weeks here before this very important election, this is potentially one of the most important elections in the history of the United States. It's going to make the difference between globalism, Communist Manifesto, and complete obliteration of your rights, or the possibility, and I'm just saying the possibility, that we could actually bring this country around and have a country that's made for the people. And that's what it was designed for, not for the few people, not the Brennans and the Clappers and the Clintons and the Bushes. No, it was meant for all the other people out here. And, you know, the corruption in Washington is so deep, so pervasive, and it goes, it's got its web in every country in the world. The fact that the CIA is the police force of the World Bank is the front organization for the Vatican Bank. And I've talked about this a lot. I'm not going to repeat it here, but this world is it was headed down the drain. I mean, being run by the most evil, corrupt people that you can even imagine, presenting themselves as honorable people. You know, the Clintons running their charitable organizations and never giving a dime to the people that were supposed to receive this money in Haiti, the Katrina victims in New Orleans and the Southern Gulf Coast, and on, you know, the Bill Gates taking his fortune and putting it into a foundation where he operates the World Vaccine Program, where he wants, from his madman, you know, podium, wants everybody in the world to get his vaccine. I mean, these people are, this is worse than a bad Hollywood movie. You take, say, a James Bond movie, there was always the plot where you had the rogue guy that built this entire network of people and operatives and machinery and satellites and, you know, that we're going to destroy the world and take over the world. And, of course, James Bond comes in and saves the day in a three-hour movie. But we have a real live world full of people like this, nutcases, absolutely, you know, out of their mind crazy. And then you add in the other issues of the pedophilia and the human trafficking and the drug trafficking, you know, which comes under the umbrella of the CIA. And, you know, in this web that has entrenched international corporations that have no boundaries and no rules and go into foreign countries to rape them of their natural resources, leaving the people in utter poverty. That's where the poverty of the world is coming from. I heard a wonderful speech by a woman from Sierra Leone. And she said, I think it was a TED Talk. She said, you know, I live in this country that's beautiful. It has beautiful forests and rivers and resources, has the biggest diamond deposits in the world, but the entire population is in poverty. And the only people that are rich are these international corporations that come in and devour everything in its path. So we have two roads. It's kind of like a Y in the road we're coming up to right now. One turn goes with an attempt to put the brakes on that and get the United States back to a country where, you know, with sanity. And, you know, and then the other turn is a turn down the road to oblivion, where the world just becomes a mess that's unresolvable. That's the other option. And that's what was supposed to happen in 2016. That was already supposed to happen, and it did not. And the people that are on that side are doing everything they can do. Make no mistake about it. They're not in the public. They got Joe Biden out there going to meetings where he can't even get 10 people to show up. And they say he's a front runner in the election. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's beyond words. Joe Biden can't draw a crowd of more than 20 people with Kamala Harris, his running mate. They can't draw 20 people. That's enough to fit in your living room. He can't draw more than that. John Moore and I were laughing that him and I could draw bigger crowds than that, hopefully. I would think so. But how can they have the polls have him as a front runner? Well, the only reason he could be a front runner is if there's massive cheating on a scale that has never, ever been witnessed before. Okay, so I think it's important to take a deep breath at this point. And I'll tell you something also. I talk to people every day. The major movement today is people moving out into countries. They're into the country. They're looking for a location where they can have a plot of land, raise their own food, have some animals, some peace of mind, and getting away from the cities. I made a joke with Charles Ortel yesterday, and I, at the very end of the show, I said, hey, remember those Mayan cities where the Mayans, they say that the Mayan cities were had hundreds of thousand peoples, like Tikal or Chichen Itza had 100,000 people living there, and all of a sudden they all just left. The populations disappeared. And he said, yeah, maybe the mayor of New York, Bloomberg, or one of those guys, was running the Mayan cities. Maybe it's an old line of, you know, carried down the line of these people that were running the Mayan cities. But it's what it's like. I mean, people are leaving. The crime rate is soaring. You know, clearly people don't have any cash, so that they're going out and robbing whatever they can rob to turn it into a few dollars so they can probably go out and score some heroin. I mean, that is the state. They have the demented liberal mind has absolutely destroyed these cities. And not just one, it's every single one of them. Portland, San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. And so also it's very important to understand who's running at the local levels, the state level, the city, county level, etc. But the one good thing about this COVID thing is that all of these people have been flushed out. They had to become an actor and put their foot into the circle. And so now they've been identified. So the people, the only benefit besides all the schools having to close down in this COVID thing is that the politicians at this local to state level have been identified, and the people can go out and get them out of office. There's something like 40 efforts now to recall governors, all levels of political offices with recalls. Some of them, like in Michigan, I heard there's something like 20 recall efforts to get the governor out of office. Just a crazy lady, absolute crazed when you, you know, that's where it's at. So the people have to take their country back. Otherwise, it's going to be toast. So this is a very important time. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I would call an idyllic lifestyle. The goal of most people is simply to have a simple lifestyle. And let's imagine you're a millionaire. You're living in, Bellevue area of Seattle or in Oakland or, you know, the high-tech regions. And I know these people, too. And what are they doing? They're trying to convert their big money into buying a simple place out in the country. And then all of their millions, what are they going to do with it? They can't buy a better steak. They can't, the life in the city has deteriorated to the point where it's not a good place to be for their families, for their employees. And so what does it leave them? What do they want to do? They want to find a little piece of land out in the country where they can have some peace of mind. So this chasing the dollar, investing in the stock market, making hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, chasing that dollar carrot is something that people are leaving. They're abandoning that idea, that, you know, American model, the so-called American dream is to become a millionaire. And remember, that was when I was a kid. There's a show on about becoming a millionaire, and this guy would go out and he would pick somebody, just a common person, and then his attaché would go out and deliver a check for $1 million to this person, and that's what the show was about. And so anyway, it was kind of the opposite, that was the American dream. Oh my goodness, somebody just comes up to you out of the blue and gives you a check for $1 million, all your problems would be over. Now it's the opposite. People have had the ability to go out and make that $1 million, but they come away with, this big, beautiful house in the city, but the city's not a good place to live anymore. So, getting back to the country, living a lifestyle of say, the country gentleman, where you have education, you have good, all of the, say, modern products, you have a good, clean lifestyle, you have good health, you have everything you need to be healthy. You have education packages for your kids. You don't have to live in a city anymore for education for your kids because the schools are all closed. You can't send your kid there because if they don't get COVID, they might get shot. I mean, that's not exactly a place you want to send your kid. Worrying every day that when you go back to school, that the school board decided that your kid needs to be shipped off to some pre-planned concentration camp and you'll never see him again. Not exactly a good option. So people are just okay, but it's concentrating on the family, and that's one of the things that the COVID deal was supposed to break was the family. But what it's done is, the other thing it was supposed to do is have all these people move into the big city, and eliminate the people out in the country. Well, just the opposite has happened. So, my point is that we're heading into a very different world, and I see some very positive things coming out of this. I go out now, people are one by one are taking off their masks. They're not wearing their mask anymore. You see, like even at the Trump rallies, maybe 10% of the people got their mask on. Okay. Remember that the wearing a mask is like drowning. Because if drowning, you cannot breathe. And that's what wearing a mask is. It's doing the same thing. It's doing brain damage. So my advice is, is be safe if you're worried about social distancing, but be very, very sparing with the mask thing. Okay, well, I've got a few seconds left in this show. Remember my webpage, jmccsci.com. Got the water filters, the grow towers, the wing generator, the shipping container buildings, the education program, all designed for you, and very good low prices, and everything you need for your future modern, the new modern life. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.